Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Sister Mary.
as long as Sister Lorraine, and as other people come on, we will greet them. Oh, and you know what? See if I got enough storage on my work. Can I be heard? All right, amen. I can hear you guys now, too. All right, amen. I had turned back on my speaker. It had it's one of those Bluetooth speakers and had run short. All right, so you know what, Sister Mary? Let me check. Let's see. When did you send it? All right, let me look back. No, the last one I got from you is the last one that I got from you, meeting number 3. Okay. No, I don't have it. Okay. So you can look at trying to send that to me in a few or later on. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and start this meeting off because it's too hot in here. And I'm getting a headache from it, from this heat. And I'm going to go ahead and do. Yeah, it's right now it's 108. At least that's what it says on my computer. It could be hotter outside. But, all right, so lost my train of thought there. We're going to go ahead and pray in. We're going to do our statement of faith and pray in and start this meeting off. So I make a motion that we call this meeting to session. Do I have a second? All in favor say aye. Aye. The ayes have it. This meeting is officially in session, in order. We're going to proceed with our statement of faith, and then we will pray in, and then and have our scripture, and then Sister Mary will have you to read the meetings from the last minute. I mean, the minutes from the last meeting. All right. So may you cover your head. Any brothers listening anywhere, uncover your head. And let us go before the Most High. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. We just thank you and glorify you. We live. lift you up, and we magnify your name. We adore thee, O Yah Elohim. We love you on today, for you are the only wise and true potentate, the only wise and true Elohim. Hallelujah. And we just give you thanks on today, Father, and glorify you. We magnify you, and we extol thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. All right, and let us go to the book of Psalms, chapter 133. And actually, I need to bring up my Bible. All right. Psalms 133. And verses 1 through 3. A song of the grief of David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. We are going to have the reading of the minutes from last meeting. If you would go ahead and read the minutes, Sister Mary.
$1,000, and the back, I think we have to pay on that is 20%, and the term is 10 years. discuss or discuss have the basis. And on this law, we would make up a yearly payment. Just the rural energy law, which is like 75% of what I think they pay. And we're eligible to pay the cost of 25% of that is a grant. But now, we have a decision at the committee. We have a committee meeting. We have representation committee, standards committee, and all these reporting, all these committees report to the board of directors. We have an educational committee, social education, evaluation committee, personnel committee, and then we stop at the Tupac committee.
Okay, we were talking about the Tupac committee. Okay, I need you to go back. I need you to go back over some. Are you finished reading the minutes?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need you to go back to the top. Did you say an ad hoc committee was permanent or?
No, I did.
Okay, you said a standing committee and an ad hoc committee, right?
Right.
And standing committees are permanent and ad hoc are, you know, as we need them.
They are temporary.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that that was the way you had it reported. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, in the section 305, 306E of the consultative form for the rural code of federal regulations, that's the 7 CFR 1776.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Does somebody have a fan on in the background?
I do.
Okay, yeah, your fan is giving a lot of...
You want me to turn it off?
Yeah, or turn it away from you for a minute or something. It's giving you a lot of background noise, like you're outside.
Okay, how is that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's way better.
Okay.
Can you repeat that last thing you just said?
About the section?
Yeah.
Section 306 of the consolidated form and rule code of the federal regulation, that's 7 CFR 1776. And then we go to Tupac.
Okay, hold on. Let me find that. Talking about, was that in part of the one of the grants?
Yeah.
Okay, probably the electrical grant then.
Right.
Okay, y'all just trying to keep track of where that came from. Okay, and then we talked about the United People of Color Caucus, or Tupac.
Right. Right.
And I don't know how far, I thought we got so far on this, and then I don't remember exactly where we stopped at with this. Anybody remember where we stopped with this?
We were supposed to pick it up at Tupac, at the CUTOC. That's the last week right there.
Okay. I don't know if we started it, because I know we discuss some things in here, but I don't know where exactly. I guess we'll just start at the beginning.
Right. You said we will pick it up today.
Okay. All right. Any questions for anybody else on the reading of the minutes? I guess silence is golden.
No.
Okay. Then I propose that the minutes be accepted as read.
I accept it.
That will be a second.
I second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. All right, we will start with continuing business, which is looking at this section of the committee, the one for Tupac, the United People of Color Caucus, and this particular committee, I don't foresee it starting with it. I do foresee it being an issue and one that we can adopt later on. But we'll leave it in for staffing and what have you. It may have to be some of the things be reversed because the envision of this particular community is that it would be mostly people of color, even though it's open to everyone. But this committee is really designed to make sure that everybody's represented. So whoever the powers to be are, if it's a majority of, people of color, then we may have to look at what reverse, where people of non-color, how do you say that? Caucasian, anybody that's not a person of color that would not fall into this particular group might get discriminated against or might feel like they're being discriminated against. And so we would want this particular group to be able to address, to keep this mandate, but to make sure that, all people are represented. So I'm going to read this so that we get an understanding of how they're using it. And then, we can discuss it and do whatever. I also want to get into the physical operation of the bylaws on this meeting. So I don't want to spend I don't think we have to spend an inordinate amount of time on this particular topic since I don't foresee it being used or being relevant right away, but it's something that we want to keep in there for when it does become relevant. All right, so the United...
Later date.
The United People of Color Caucus, Tupac, of the Esteron Farm Community Cooperative is an alliance of people of color within the Esteron Farms Co-op community. The necessity of such an organization is born from the historical context of capitalist/imperialist United States, where economic prowess is dependent on the furthered and continued subjugation of people of color. So this is really based upon what historically people of color are being discriminated against, okay, and being subjected to, prejudice and being oppressed. So people of color, women, the poor, I'm going to take out that LGBTQ, you can believe that, and other oppressed people. Okay, so the LGBTQ portion of this, as I said, we have somebody who is saying that they were gay and they're no longer practicing, yada, yada, yada. They have sought out, salvation and Messiah, and they're living that life. Then we don't want to disclude them. But we're not supporting this lifestyle. Okay, so I will definitely take this out. And other oppressed people, we are dedicated to fostering and supporting the growth and empowerment of all people of color, particularly within the organization of the Yesharon Farms Community Cooperative. We believe that meaningful social change and actual justice can only be attained, when people of color and all other subjugated communities are more than mere afterthoughts. Equality must be woven throughout the fabric of the organization. We seek to further educate ourselves and inform the larger YFCC community about the issues that affect us and investigate the relationship of these issues. Sister Mary, are you clicking on my screen?
I'm sorry. Am I who? I'm on the wrong side of my screen.
Okay. Yeah, let me...
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
I'm going to keep my head on.
Okay. We wish to provide, let's see. Where was I at?
I don't know who I was trying to find.
Yeah, we're in here. I'm just going to start reading right here.
Okay.
We seek to further educate ourselves and inform the larger YFCC community about the issues that affect us and investigate the relationship of these issues to social justice. Social justice is another what committee, which would be headed by me, I believe, or Sister Lorraine. I forget which one of us had that. I believe it, I'm a member of that. I might even be the head of it, but we'll go back and make sure according to their bylaws. And just a minute. Sharon. Sharon. Can you close my door? No. All right. We seek to further educate ourselves and inform. Make sure my mic goes back up. We seek to further educate ourselves and inform the larger YFCC community about the issues that affect us and investigate the relationship of these issues to social justice. We strongly believe that this work cannot be done unaided, and we encourage support from our allies throughout the YFCC community in the furtherance of our goals. We wish to provide all people of color opportunities in support of these goals when such opportunities are not available, to work with our associates and allies to create them. We seek to unite ourselves. Represent our community, achieve our potential, and function as a powerful force within the Yesharon Farms Community Operative. Our meetings, decision-making body, Yesharon Farms, and we need to change. I need to change this address here from Wisconsin to Arizona, or we just say the United States of America and the global population. But I want to come back up here and read. I missed something to support our goals. What are the goals? Okay, the necessity of such an organization is born from the historical context of capital/imperialist United States, where economic prowess is dependent upon the further continued subjugation of people of color, women, the poor, LGBTQ, and other oppressed people. We are dedicated to fostering and supporting the growth and empowerment of all people of color, particularly within the organization of Yesharon Farms Cooperative. So I think we believe that meaningful social change and actual justice can only be obtained when people of color and other subjugated communities are more than mere afterthoughts. Okay, it sounds like a lot of fluff to me. And why do I say that? I don't see any, maybe their goals were mentioned somewhere else. Because really what I'm hearing, we just want to have equal rights. So I think right here, when they're talking about meaningful social change, I think it's summed up right here, equality. Sure that in this case, this committee was to make sure that people of color within these houses are what have equality when it comes down to whatever's going on in the houses, I guess. You know, that the majority or the people who had money and what have you were not making all the decisions that affect people of color in that kind of way. And so, anybody else have any thoughts on that?
No.
No?
No.
Mr. Lorraine?
That's fine. No, I don't. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, when I'm reading this, this line from here.
Okay.
What's your saying, Sister Mary?
No, I was just saying my pen has stopped right now. I had to go get another one.
Oh, okay. You know, I understand what it is that they are saying that they're trying to do, but I don't see anything that's measurable. And anytime you have goals, they need to be what? Measurable? Or else how do you know you're achieving your goals? And so, you know, that's why I said it sounds like a bunch of fluff to me, a lot of flowery words, but no real meat. You know, what are you specifically addressing? That you get assigned, you know, the same amount of seats at the table? Are you, you know, I'm not really, maybe it's explained it a little bit later on. We'll just continue to read, okay? I won't get caught up in it at the moment. But I would want this to have measurable things that are measurable, so that we can say, you know, how many rooms do we have, or how, you know, I don't even know at this moment what we would be looking at specifically as goals, other than, you know, everybody's treated what, equally. You know, everybody, no matter what their color is, no matter their gender, that they're treated equally. So out of all that, that's what I'm getting out of this. But we'll see if they have any anything measurable. Membership, so Tupac membership. Membership is open to all members and food cooperative members in YFCC who self-identify as people of color. There will be no arbitrary exclusion from membership on the basis of sexuality, religion, gender presentation, or identity, sexual orientation, disability, or age. Yeah, I'm going to have an issue with this. Sexual orientation, that's got to go. Gender presentation has to go. Or identity. You're either going to, you know, gender should be enough. You're either male or you're female.
Right.
You're not going to be dealing with if you are it. Can't tell what it is.
Right.
No. So, you know, when we say basis of sexuality, this is basically, you know, this is saying some of the same things over again, and it really seems to be really centered around this LGBTQ stuff.
Right.
Basis of sexuality, that's got to go. Religion or gender, when we say religion, the goal is that we're all believing the same thing. So that shouldn't be an issue. Gender presentation's got to go. Identity, how do you identify as male or female? That's what that's talking about. That's got to go. Got to go. So we're going to strike those things. And
okay.
So we're going to.
That's why you said we'll talk about that one later on in a later day or something.
Yeah. Well, we're going to modify this for sure, but I know from even right now, those things can't be in there.
Right.
You know, so while we're on it, before, you know, we say, oh, go and activate Tupac, and we didn't change it.
Right.
And all this stuff is in there. So let me bring up the original document. I already said we were going to take out LB, whatever that is. So from the top, where it says LGBTQ, we're taking that out. We're not addressing that lifestyle at all. They can be repentant, but they can't be practicing, they can't be identifying. No, we're not going to take a transgender male and say he's saved. No, that ain't happening.
Look at the bottom of the mouth. It says the T-U-P-O-C-C as an L-I in a pursuit of justice.
Let me
check that out.
All members of YFCC are invited to work with the support of Tupac allies in pursuit of true justice.
Right.
When you are not in power, let's say that it was a majority white community, and some real issues were going on where they were being discriminatory toward people of color. Then you would want true justice. You would want real justice. So if something was a problem, then you would actually want the problem addressed and address the correct way, so that whatever type of discrimination it was that was happening would be resolved.
Right.
And if there was, you know, if they're offending people, however that meant, you know, whether it's through education, whether it was through fines, you know, or the offending parties had to leave or whatever, because they refused to stop being that way. So I think that's what that means.
Okay, thank you.
So let me change this up here where I was at. And I don't even want to leave in here "and other oppressed people," because then they can fall in the other oppressed people. I don't want to leave that in there. Just going to leave it with women, the poor, and then all of that other LGBTQ stuff. And so I'm going to go back up here to the top here. Right here where it says LGBTQ. See where I have that underlined that up here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to strike that. Yeah. We're going to strike all the way through here. I don't want it to be any wiggle room where it says "and other oppressed people."
Right.
Because then LGBTQ could fall back in there.
Are they depressed?
Right. Or
oppressed.
Depressed or oppressed, right? They can be depressed all they want, but they're not dealing with their oppression or depression.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to strike all that out. I've already deleted that. Anybody have an objection to that? Find anything wrong there?
No.
I don't have no objection.
Okay. Let me turn up everybody's mic because I'm having a hard time hearing. Okay. Let's see, so I struck that out. I've already gotten rid of that. And when we come down here to that's fluff. Come down here to Tupac membership. I want to take out duality. So we're going to take that out. And we got to think about this one and talk about it based upon religion, because, you know, this community is, we are basing this upon biblical standards in accordance with the New Testament, and Messiah wanted his church to have all things in common. And that doesn't line up with a lot of religions. You don't hear a lot of, but a lot of people's Christianity. So I'm going to leave that there for right now, but I'm going to mull it over in my mind as to what is a better way to say that. What is a better way to say that without just leaving it based upon religion, because then we could have, you know, any religion what applying, and we could not say no because of their what? Religion?
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't, you know, I know that it is, we're not supposed to discriminate based upon religion, but this is a community, and we are setting up the bylaws that, you know, we want a certain faith. So gender, we can leave gender, but we're going to take out gender presentation and identity and sexual orientation. So you either straight or you ain't. So that would leave, so it would read, on the basis of religion, gender, disability, or age, right now. It's already identifying, and this is saying we are open to all members. Membership is open to all members, including cooperative members in YFCC who self-identify as what? People of color. So we don't have to put people of color in here because that's who we're talking about. But based on sexuality, yeah, we will discriminate against you if you are saying that you are homosexual, if you're saying that you're gay or lesbian,
right.
If you say that you're transgender. They are not lifestyles that are acceptable within the community. Queer, not acceptable within the community. I think this I'm gonna have to say it this way. And we may have to revisit this, but I think this religion portion.
I was thinking one belief. I don't even think
we can say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that from a religious standpoint. Yeah, we'll table this portion for right now.
Okay.
Because it's really not coming to me, and if we say one belief, and then they're going to say, what belief is that?
All things in common?
Yeah, and I think we can still run into, you know, we can still run into, let's say that somebody is Muslim and they want to be a part of the community and they say, hey, I agree to have all things in common. But they still going to want to practice and worship and practice their what, Muslim faith?
Okay. All right.
You know, so I'm trying to think of any kind of wiggle room that somebody might use.
Okay.
You know, so the wording has to be what, precise?
Precise, yeah.
And so, I say that we table this portion or this, you know, this, the wording of based on religion, on the basis of religion. We're going to need to come up with a better wording for that.
Okay.
So that...
You just say based on biblical belief?
Well, that's still too generic. Yeah, still too generic. I can see, you know, when you're talking legalese, then any wiggle room that you give something to be interpreted, you know, another way,
yeah,
it'll go against you in court that way. Yeah. Because even Satanism is a what?
Belief, I guess.
A religion. So, you know, in the public sector, no matter what you believe, that's why I said this country is not a real what? Quote unquote Christian country. Because it's freedom of what? Religion.
Right.
And no matter what you say your religion is, if you say you worship Astray, people aren't supposed to be able to what? Discriminate. And not allow you housing or whatever to live among them. But yeah, just give me a little bit to chew on that. I might even have to go before the Most High on that, because that has to be the wording on it. That's going to have to be kind of really precise. But you know, gender is just male or female.
Right.
And we might even have to play with that. Because they might say, hey, transgender is a gender.
Right.
And so I'm really trying
right.
to...
As you say, born female and born male.
Yeah, natural male or female.
Right.
Yeah, so we will, those two we will play with, but right now as it reads, and we'll come back and revisit this.
We have to get on that one on a later date, right?
Yeah, we just can't make sure that we don't ratify it the way it is written as is. Because we ratify it the way it is, and it goes into our articles that way, then we are stuck with it, and then we got to do what, an amendment? Or
right.
Or somebody applies, they could actually sue us and say, hey, you're discriminating. Okay. All right, so I got this reading. There will be no arbitrary exclusion from membership on the basis of religion, gender, disability, or age at this time. We'll table it. We know we took out anything that has to do with sexuality. We took out anything that has to do with gender presentation. In other words, we're not going to be saying that we're supporting that you can be male and present as what, female?
Well, right.
Or female
right.
and present as male. And then even with the gender,
the sexual orientation too?
Yeah, the sexual orientation, I took out. Yeah, I already took that out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the sexual orientation, that again, that's just another way of saying, if you like how men look and you're a man, that's okay. If you like how women, if you're into women and you're a woman, that's okay. No, that's not okay.
Right.
Or if you are with that sexual orientation, what if you got a sexual orientation that you like little kids? That's against the law, but the way that's written is just sexual orientation, right?
Yeah.
So, no, we're not going to even entertain that at all. These other ones, I will pray on it. I'm thinking gender. We might have to specifically say as described by the Bible, something to that effect. So that's what we have a change so far. We will table it and come back to it. Tupac purposes. Purpose. The United People of Color Caucus has a multi-point strategy that we shall use to advance our mission. So maybe this is where the goals are at. Recruit and retain people of color into membership positions within the Yeshuam Farm Community Co-op. Okay, so they're looking, what, to include people of color in their community. And their job, they're saying that they're specifically making it their job or part of their charter to recruit people of color. Demand that white and privileged co-op members take accountability for their racism and other oppressed behaviors by joining us in examining and effectively changing the culture of the co-op. Okay. Together, we believe that we can accomplish the goal by meeting as people of color regularly to deal with oppression and other issues we uniquely experience as people of color. Encouraging all members who are not of this caucus to regularly educate themselves on the issue of anti-racism and institutionalizing an anti-racist agenda by creating policies in favor of and beneficial to eliminating racism and other oppression. In essence, making anti-racism an active and prioritized component of the community. Alter the focus of YFCC by learning how to be accountable to the communities that it seeks to support and protect. Okay, so that's their mission and some of their goals. I would want to revisit this because one of the hardest things to prove is what, racism, prejudice?
Mm-hmm.
Does the person say, well, that wasn't my intent or whatever? This whole thing, I like the concept, but I would really want it to be meaningful, which means that there would be real things that, let's just read one of these. Number one, I don't have a problem with, that's clear. Recruit and retain people of color into membership. Okay. Demand that white and privileged co-op members take accountability for their racism and other oppressive behavior by joining us in examining and effectively changing the culture of the co-op. I think that is, could be offensive from the start, the way it's worded.
Yeah.
We may want to look at this in its wording. I would definitely want to reword this because if I was white, I would be offended right away. Even though it's a lot of it is what, true?
Yeah.
I would still be offended because you're making an assumption, or we would be making an assumption that they are, that they feel that they're privileged or that they're racist. We would be making that assumption. And I would rather have it that worded that anyone that was proven to be what? Racist or to act privileged. And some of this stuff is so deeply rooted that they would probably be doing it subconsciously.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way it is for them. And so it would need to be shown to them. Anybody ever watch a guy on YouTube, his name is Tim Wise?
No.
I think we should listen to him as a group. He's a white man, but he speaks out on white privilege and the different things that white people, you know, take for granted, that, you know, out of their privilege, out of being white, and how they have held other people back or down because of that. So I will, I think I will set it up where we listen to a couple of his videos. Because white privilege or whiteness hasn't always been around. And centuries ago, it wasn't about being black or white. It was about being, you either were rich or you were poor. And so this thing about black or white really didn't come about until the Americas came about. And that's something that a lot of people don't know. Now, there was still prejudice in other ways, but as far as whiteness went, it didn't exist until America was actually born. So, yeah, we'll look at some of those. I'll see if I can find them. And we'll take a look at them as, you know, part of our education, because they would actually help us out in this area. Because he gives, you know, some very specific actions and stuff that, you know, they do that we could, what, be on the lookout for?
Exactly.
And that if they display those tendencies, then we can show them, you know, this is where this is coming from. And you may not even be aware of it. Because, you know, you just had it that way your whole life. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, when I've done the series on superiority and how, where that mentality actually came from the Greeks. And then the Romans adopted it when they conquered the Greeks. And then when the Roman Empire broke up and all those nations that display that same spirit of superiority, you know, they are your modern European country, and they are the ones that came and conquered this continent and brought that same spirit with them. So it is the roots of these things we can find. Now, if we have where I know there's at least one person of Caucasoid, there were two or three, but at least one right now that wants to come, you know, that they understand, you know, that you know, we would be on the lookout for that. But by the same token, we would not want to be, what, racist or prejudiced toward them.
Right.
Just because they are white.
Right.
You know, so we don't want to be the hypocrite. So, you know, I would want to reword this. I understand the ideal and I understand what they're fighting. Some of this wording, though, I think there's a better way to word it and not be so, what I'm going to say is offensive. But yeah, we'll just keep reading. Demand that white and privileged co-op members take accountability for their racism and other oppressive behaviors by joining us in examining and effectively changing the culture of the co-op to Together, we believe that we can accomplish this goal by meeting as people of color regularly to deal with oppression and other issues we uniquely experience as people of color. I don't know how that addresses that. How does meeting as people of color regularly address how white people address their racism? We meet a lot. How is it going to change them from being racist?
Right.
Maybe that might have been misworded there or whatever. But I would think that you would need not just your own people of color meeting regularly, but you would need to be meeting with those white individuals as well. It would have to be a forum where, you know, you're saying this is what's happening and this is who did it. Now, of course, you know, it can get into a lot of what he said, she said, and finger pointing, and I didn't mean it that way, and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, to bring attention to the matter, I would have to go back and look at a lot of, you know, when I was in the Air Force, they dealt with this a lot. And their programs and stuff were dealing with it. I think the military was by far way ahead of the private sector when it came to actually dealing with this. But again, racism is one of the hardest things to prove. You know, so definitely have to catch somebody red-handed, smoking gun type of thing. If it's done one-on-one, then it's going to be a matter of you accusing them and they deny it or say it wasn't like that or whatever. It's just hard to prove. But, you know, if it's on camera or anything like that, then that's a whole nother thing. So this is one of those areas that I believe it's going to take a special person to do, and I would want that person to be not prejudiced either way. Because, you know, we got some of our people that I can say that they are prejudiced. Being prejudiced and racist are two different things. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't believe that, and some of the definitions don't say that, but it really is. You can hate the color green. If you hate the color green, are you prejudiced against the color green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you just don't like it. Oh.
Right, you just don't like it. But you would be prejudiced against it. But that wouldn't make you necessarily racist. So, it would take somebody, it would take a special person to actually be over this and be able to navigate within it. So that, you know, if we're going to address those issues, that they are, I think that we may not even use this. I think there may be another way to go about this. If we come at it from the standpoint of being, with Sister Mary's unfavorite word, Christian. I think we can address it from that standpoint, from the way Messiah said that, you know, let's go to this verse. I think it's Galatians chapter 3. And I think we might address this whole program from this standpoint. I believe it's Galatians chapter 3. Let me get my Bible up here. It might even be 2, but hold on, let me find it. And this is coming from these verses right here. I don't really see how a true Christian, saying it this way, how a true Christian can actually be racist or prejudiced. If you really have, you know, if you're really in Christ. go to Galatians chapter 3, we're going to start in verse 26. And I think that we'll address this issue and base it upon this whole Tupac thing upon this. For you are all is all, right?
Yeah.
All children of Elohim by faith in Yeshua HaMashiach. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. As really saying, there is neither Jew nor what? Gentile. There is neither bond nor free. There's no slave and no master. There is neither male nor what?
Female.
For you are all one in Christ. That means that, you know, we can't use those things as what? Discriminating factors. And even in the scriptures, and that's why I said there's things that I believe women can do in Christ because there's neither what, male nor female.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things, but it's everything in decent and in order. Okay. But you are all one in Christ. That means that we can't discriminate based upon where you are Jew or Gentile. You are black and you're white. You're Puerto Rican and you're Mexican. You can't base it upon that. Bond nor free, those issues aren't actually issues today, but they were at this time and they could be again in the future. There is neither male nor female. Okay, so he's saying you can't discriminate in what Mashiach. And so if we're going to be all equal in Mashiach, then all this other stuff up here based upon race and based upon people using their color to, you know, and feeling privileged, you're no greater than me in Christ than I am.
Hmm.
And that has to be the basis of it. Then race doesn't even come into this. Now, all this other stuff, sexuality and all that, we don't see nothing about it. There's neither gay nor straight.
No.
Because the scriptures are clear. You can't be a woman into a woman or a man into a man.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will look at the, even though racism is real, I think from a community standpoint, we will address it from... if you are white and you're acting like you deserve more privileges because you're white, then you don't deserve any more privileges than any other Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That's whether they are male or female, whether they are black or blue or green or yellow. You being white don't make you better than or superior to. Because you still got that mentality in the Christian church. And that, and I don't understand that just based upon the scriptures, if you're really reading the scriptures. So we will look at this, and I will look at it from that standpoint. And we may rewrite this whole purpose from the standpoint of the scriptures. And that way we don't get into a lot of, you know, racism in that regard. We're going to address racism, but it really is, if you're being racist and you're treating somebody unequal, right? And if you're treating anybody unequal, no matter what the reason is, because you're racist or because you're just unfair or you're crooked, whatever it is, we would want to address it. And say, you know, you're going to treat all the saints the same. I think there is, I believe it may be in the book of Acts, where they were treating the Greek saints different than they were treating the Hebrew saints. Anybody remember reading that story? Did I hear somebody?
But some of the women wasn't getting fed or wasn't getting, yeah.
Yeah. And so they weren't being treated what, equal?
Equally. That's when they got Stephen and Philip to be overseers.
Right, to make sure that didn't happen.
Right.
Okay, so we would, you know, if that's what it came to, then we would have to do something like that. But, you know, the scriptures deals with those types of issues. And so we have, you know, we have something to go by. Look at meeting. Yeah, we're going to table this. We'll come back and revisit this.
Okay.
So Tupac will have regular meetings at all meetings. Tupac will have regular meetings. All meetings will be conducted in a non-hierarchical manner using consensus voting procedures. What the heck is that? Let's see. I hope it's not something they just made up. Let me see if I can find that.
Tupac got a lot of twists and turns, and they don't.
Yeah, it you know, sometimes when we try to be too smart, okay, consensus voting process, let's see what that is. All right, consensus decision-making or consensus process, often abbreviated consensus, are group decision-making processes in which the participants develop and decide on proposals with the aim or requirement of acceptance by all. The focus on establishing agreement of the supermajority. The focus on establishing agreement of the supermajority and avoiding unproductive opinion differentiates consensus from unanimity, which requires all participants to support the decision. So this sounds like majority rule, really. Because you can, you know, you're never going to get acceptance of all. You could on certain things. I think that this committee should be run like all other committees.
Yeah.
Because the consensus, you know, they should have, if they're going to vote, then they're saying that every non-hierarchical matter means that they don't really have a committee president, a committee, you know, chair. They don't have committee members. That's that non-hierarchical. That means anybody that's coming can be what? A voting member? And it's based upon, I guess, whoever's there, whatever the consensus is. So, no, I think that this should be rung in or reeled in and made to work like all other committees. So they'll have, you know, there'll be a committee chairman and vice chairman, and okay. Who's dealing with the water?
Not me.
That's me.
All right, my sister, you want to mute yourself when you do that?
All right.
Yeah, so I think we're going to want to change this, that this works like all of the committee.
Right.
And that they have to have so many members, and there's only so many members that can vote.
Yeah, because it says the chairperson could only be a type A member to be eligible for the position of chairperson. And I thought we took the type A and type B's out.
We did.
Okay.
Everybody's a type A. There's no type B. They're, you know, it's just everybody falls up under the definition of type A.
Okay.
Because everybody has to what? Pay a fee and contribute.
Right.
So, you know, we'll get rid of the type A wording here. We'll just say they have to be a, you know, a member. So members are eligible of the position of Tupac chairperson. I think we can actually just take that sentence out. The Tupac chairperson will be elected within the United People of Color Caucus on an annual basis. Yeah, there won't be I think we can just delete that sentence. I think that should have to say okay, so they're saying they're going to be elected within the United People of Color Caucus, so that's enough for that. All the people that are in this, they're all going to be what? All eligible members, so we don't have type A membership anymore.
Right.
So we can just delete that sentence.
Okay.
Only the People of Color Caucus shall have the power to recall a chairperson through a caucus election process. Okay, that's not a problem. The Tupac chairperson will help to coordinate Tupac and Tupac activities and will not have any power to make decisions for Tupac. Saying everything has to be done by the entire caucus.
Right.
I think we're going to bring that back up under the same rules as any other committee. Because to me that sounds like it would be a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Just personally. Now, you know, you guys should have input on this.
So like you said, we'll have to pick him up on another day because he's got a lot of twists and turns.
Yeah. So we'll table this one.
The modifying.
Yeah, it needs some serious modifying. We'll table it for right now. Let's go ahead and move on to fiscal operations. They're defining their fiscal year, and fiscal year means what, the accounting year?
Yeah.
Or finances, so the fiscal year shall be from June 1 to May 31st. I don't see any reason right now to change that. But it may be changed in the future, we don't know yet. The annual budget. The membership shall adopt an annual budget for the following fiscal year of May 15th of each year. So the budget, May 15th, which is already passed for this year. But that just gives us leeway to because these aren't official yet, so we have until next May 15th to really start budgeting. And then from that point on, the May 15th of next year should give us a budget for fiscal year 2024. because by the time January comes around, it'll be, what, 2023? And so the budget is supposed to be for the next year. So if we're submitting a budget in May of 2023, it's going to really be for 2024.
So they just keep the start
right here. Right. And I may change that to, we may change it to start with our calendar year, which is, only problem is the hours actually, the dates change based upon the moon. So, but I'm going to say somewhere maybe March or April. Because anybody know when the actual, today's Orthodox Jews, calendar year starts?
No.
Okay. It's actually September, October. That's when their calendar year starts, and then they have, the first of Nisan or first of Abib as being the beginning of the year. But their business year starts and their fiscal year starts in September, October.
Hmm.
But I'm thinking that, we'll leave it at.
Want me to put September?
Huh?
Want me to put September or May?
No, I want you to leave it as May for right now.
Oh, okay.
So just leave it as May for right now. If I was going to change it, I would change it to March or April time frame. That's only 1 month difference, so we can just leave it at May.
Okay.
All right. Board responsibility. The board shall be responsible for raising revenue, setting dues, and supervising expenditures in order to finance and operate YFCC. The board shall accept any grant, fees, or services. Loans or other contribution it deems in the best interest of the cooperative community. Okay. The board may authorize any officer or agent to enter into any contract or to execute or deliver any instrument in the name of and on behalf of YFCC. In the absence of other designation, the coordinating officer, membership officer, finance officer, maintenance officer shall execute all instruments made by the corporation. No indebtedness for borrowing money shall be contracted on behalf of YFCC, and no evidence of such indebtedness shall be issued in its name unless authorized by a resolution of the board. All checks, drafts, and other orders for payment of money, notes, or other evidence of indebtedness issued in the name of YFCC shall be signed by such officers or agents of YFCC in such manner as shall be determined by a resolution of the board. So we need to look up here. We might have to redefine number three. I'm not really sure if I like the way that reads. Because then one of us could make a what? Sign a contract?
Yeah.
And so, I'm thinking we're going to do this the way checks would be done. It'd have to be at least three members, maybe any of the three, but it'd have to be three of us before we can enter into a contract. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That way, one of us can go and enter into a contract on their own, and then everybody's, liable for it?
Right.
And we didn't discuss it, and or anything like that. So we may change this to be that it would take three officers, and they could be any of these three, if we don't designate somebody, then any, it takes three of the board members to enter into a contract, some to that effect. So we'll start this one and come back, and we'll discuss it in depth. Number four, no indebtedness for borrowing money shall be contracted on behalf of YFCC. And no evidence of such indebtedness shall be issued in its name unless authorized by a resolution of the board. Okay, so that may cover three. That if it's not, if it hasn't been voted on, then none of us can enter into it anyway. So four, it may cancel out what I was saying on three. So if one of us were to go try to enter into a contract and it had not been voted on by the board to enter into that contract, then they would have entered into that contract, what, illegally?
Yeah.
But if it's been voted on by resolution of the board and we say, okay, the membership officer is authorized to enter into this contract, then the membership officer alone can do it by themselves. Because it's already been voted on by the board that it would happen that way.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you said four?
Yeah, four really cancels out. You know, we're saying that in three, where the coordinating officer, the membership officer, the finance officer, or the maintenance officer shall execute all instruments made by the corporation. That alone, when I read it, would say that any of us can enter into a contract. But number four says that none of us can enter into a contract without the resolution of the board. So it has to be, no matter what the contract is, we can say one of us can enter into it for YFCC, but they could only enter into it if it was authorized by a resolution of the board. Okay, so four actually oversees three. I'm good with three the way it is because of four. All checks, drafts, and other orders for payment of money, notes, or other evidence of indebtedness issued in the name of YFCC shall be signed by such officers or agents of YFCC in such a manner as shall be determined by the resolution of the board. So, yeah, who's authorized to sign checks and yada, yada, yada has to be done by what resolution of the board. So even to enter into that contract and who's going to sign the check for it, all that would need to be addressed by the board. And then that person or persons then would be authorized to do it. All funds of YFCC not otherwise employed shall be deposited from time to time to the credit of YFCC in such banks, credit union, or other depositories as may be selected under the authority of the board. The board of YFCC may adopt a corporate seal. The board shall annually, the board shall annually, with the close of the previous year's financial record, allocate any YFCC operating surplus or profit to be paid to any investors or to any members or employees. Okay, so unless we change how we're divvying out profit, like in a cost share or something, then this rule right here. The profits cannot go to what, one individual? Can't be for the profit of one individual or even a group. But if we come up with a profit sharing, some type of profit sharing scheme, then it would fall up under that profit sharing scheme. So if we say at the end of the year, any surplus funds after everything is met for the budget of the next year or the next 5 years, whatever we want to put in there, and we can say that surplus could go back as a cost sharing to the members, as a profit sharing to the members. We'd have to look at it. But as it stands right now, the way this is written, no surplus or profit could be paid to any investors or any members or employees. Any questions so far?
No.
Okay. Autonomy of housing. To the extent consistent with YFC's long-term interest, YFCC will allow each of its owned or leased houses maximum autonomy in the conduct of their activities. No.
We can't do anything we want to do?
No.
No.
No. So we'll put an asterisk by that. We'll revisit it. That's not to be reworded.
Okay.
No, they're not going to get autonomy where this house is doing what they want to do and this house over here is doing what they want to do. If we all got everything in common, then we need to all be doing everything in common.
Yep. Yeah.
Selling a YFCC house. The decision to sell a house owned by YFCC shall not be made except at general membership meeting or in referendum. If any of the members of a house in question do not approve of the sale in advance, a two-thirds vote of those YFCC members and voting at a membership meeting or in a referendum is required for the sale of the house. If all members of the house approve of the sale in advance and are not attempting to purchase the house themselves, a majority of the YFCC members present and voting at a membership meeting or referendum is required to make the decision to sell the house. Thoughts?
Selling of the house. I don't know.
Okay. Sister Mary says she doesn't know, should I have an input? Sister Denise?
I don't either right now at this moment.
Are we selling the houses? Are we renting them out? Or how I don't decide it's going to work. So is this like, say for instance, I'm in a house and I want to move out of the four.
And you want to move out of the house? You say you're in a house and you want to move out of the house.
Right.
And where are you moving to?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you didn't say where you were moving. You didn't say where you were moving to.
But if you leaving the organization.
If you're leaving the organization, we've already decided that you couldn't sell.
Right.
And you couldn't sell to make a profit. Because it's not really actually your house.
Right. It's a corporation house, so how could I sell?
You couldn't. So, you know, this actually is not applicable.
Right.
It's actually not applicable. But we're going to read it anyway, but this is not applicable.
Okay, you want me to put an X by that one too?
Yeah, put an X by it. Or, okay. Yeah, because I don't believe that this is the only way, yeah, and since we're only dealing with right now, as it was saying, we would only be dealing with the property, the houses that are on our own property,
right.
and everybody would be putting in to either have those houses built or paid for or whatever. It's coming out of the general fund. you know, the individual doesn't own the house. They are, well, I just want to say they're using the house while they are members. Supposedly they should be lifetime members. But if they decide if they want to leave, then they don't, they can't sell anything.
Right.
And so we will need to make sure that that's clear up front. But this would, you know, I would more so look at this, I would probably want to address this from the standpoint of, let's say that we buy some land in Oklahoma after we have, you know, developed and we want to open up another community someplace else. And let's say we've outgrown the community or, you know, outgrown our capacity of the community here in Arizona, and we want to open up one in Oklahoma, and we buy that property, then for whatever the reason, we can just never establish a community there. Then we may want to sell the property. Then that would be a community and a board decision for economic reasons. That's the only way that I could see that happening. But as far as the membership having a say in, you know, if we say we're going to open up a community in Oklahoma and the membership decides, yeah, we're willing to support that, then the membership would have a say in, would have a say in, you know, in a vote, just like they would have to vote for us to open it up. So they would have a vote in whether we sold. I can see that. But it would be as, you know, a community, and not as, you know, an individual.
Right.
I'll
put an X
at it, so that I don't quite get that. Okay. Going toward, you know, people purchasing a house that the community is already, that the community purchased.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Individual.
Right. And so we'll put an X by this as well. We will revisit this. It's going to have to be, you know, modified, not so that an individual could do this. This would be, only way I could see this happening is we would actually be selling an entire site. We're no longer going to, you know, support or have a community here because we just can't, you know, we can't, we voted it to get it, but we haven't been able to, what, sustain it for whatever the reason, it's draining one or more communities because, you know, we still got the land payment, we still got the house payments and things like that, and it might, and we might not ever be able to see that it being, being a way to successfully annex it into, you know, our portfolio. Then we would look at it and say, no, as a community, we no longer want to do that. But if we voted to get into it, we'd have to vote to get out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the only way I can see this happening. But we will come back and revisit this when, definitely when the school are here, because I'm not even thinking on all cylinders. Yeah. I'm not thinking on all cylinders right now. And so, I know it's a no as far as them being able to sell and that kind of stuff, or being able to do whatever they want to do. No. Okay. Now, there are some things in here that may work as far as if we decide we want to sell it and some members say, well, hey, we want to take it over and we'll do it on our own. If they have the means to do that, which I don't know how they would if they were saying they were sharing everything equally, but if they had the means to do that or had somebody who was going to do it, then there's not anything that we could actually do to what stop them. We might give them favor in it and say, okay, we'll sell to you, but I don't really see that happening that way. So we'll table this one for right now as well.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. being awful quiet. You got any input on that?
You're right. It doesn't seem applicable, but I'm not sure, you know, you gave different scenarios. I'm not sure. I don't think it sounds applicable either. So it's something that probably just needs to be rethought to see how you can, you know, maybe report it differently. I don't have any thoughts right now on how to do that.
Okay. So we will table this one for now then. Okay. Let's keep moving. Members. All houses owned or leased by YFCC shall have the following cost shared amongst the Type A members. Well, we know we got to get rid of that portion right there. In a manner determined by the board, mortgage, loan contract, lease payments, property taxes, and or payments in lieu of taxes, pilot payments, insurance, maintenance, administration, bond repayment, capitalism, education expenses, and operating and maintenance reserve payments. The intent shall be, in general, to share the cost equitably. So, yeah, that makes sense. Just get rid of the what, Type A members?
Right.
So, and then we'll look at all these other different, you know, property taxes and all that. That will just be included. You know, it's like when you go get a loan for a property, your principal and interest, and then the property taxes make up your payment.
Yeah.
And so we will look at that. But, yeah, I think we just, for right now, just take out Type A members and just say, so be shared amongst members. Because we don't have a Type A or a Type B membership at this point. Member ownership and equity. No member shall at any time have any ownership or equity interest in YFCC or the property of YFCC. That's what we were just talking about. So if that's the case, then we either do not understand what we just read up at top where we said about selling.
Right.
Or they just contradicted themselves. One of the two. So we probably have to go back and reread that. And, you know, just
okay.
Read through it and let it talk to us and see if we were reading into it or whether it was actually saying what we thought it was saying.
Okay.
So, again, I don't have a problem. This paragraph is good the way it reads to me. Let's see if there's any other sentences in it. But that's the end of it. So I'm going to say for right now, that we individually read these paragraphs again and bring them back to the next meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
And that we discuss them in depth and, you know, come with suggestions, you know, with either deletions or corrections or improvement, rewording, whatever. And then we discuss it as a group, and then we will actually rework this. We are doing, I guess it's like a review meeting today because there's so many changes it looks like. Especially the Tupac stuff and then the housing stuff, that we will make come ready to be for it to be a working meeting next Thursday.
Okay.
Everybody review your portions, you know, not your portion, but, you know, the Tupac stuff and the housing stuff, selling, you know, the whole housing thing again. We'll revisit it all. Because we will make changes and then we will vote after we make the changes. But we'll make sure that, you know, you come with the mind that it's a working meeting and we will be working on these. So come with your ideals. Having read through these in depth, you know, and then we will make corrections And I'll be prepared, you know, with the document to make corrections as we make them. Or you can email me ahead of time any corrections that you might think. No, I don't want to do it that way because then, yeah, bring your corrections and then we will vote on it as a team.
Okay.
Which ones we want to adopt. And okay. Whatever we adopt, then we will write that in as, a, you know, the permanent way that we're going to do it. And then we will vote, you know, on it, on the committee, and on the fiscal operation. So that's the title here, fiscal operation.
Got it. So that's what I got down.
All right, amen.
Fiscal operation.
So that's what we will do. I make a motion that's what we do. We table these and make it a working meeting on next day. Do I have a second on that?
A second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. So that's the way we will proceed on next Thursday. I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting for this session. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. And Sister Denise, you will pray us out.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this meeting today. Father, thank you for clarity. Lord, just thank you for just having today. Lord, I just want to thank you. And thank you for Brother Miles, Sister Mary, and Sister Lorraine. Lord, let us see and guide us where you want to guide us, where you want us to go. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
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 All right, so we will meet on next Thursday. Tomorrow is Sabbath. We will meet, you know, at regular time, as the Most High says. I don't know if I will have AC tomorrow. They need to replace a unit. And that's like $9,000 to replace this unit out of nowhere. So I don't think it'll be in by tomorrow, but I'm sure I'll have to make the down payments and things like that tomorrow. I may have to take my laptop and do this from my bedroom tomorrow because it's just too hot in here. But anyway, either way it goes, we will have Sabbath service, and tomorrow, then Saturday, I have to look, but we will be on whatever programs we're on. I have to look to make sure. As I said, I'm not firing on all cylinders right now. This heat is kind of oppressive, and I feel like a sponge right now, to tell you the truth. We will have, you know, all of our normal scheduled services that we normally have. I won't skip out on them for anything. Like, down here, if it's burning up down, this is where I got to do it. I'm going to walk through it. That being said, I love you all. And
love you too.
May the Most High keep you all safe overnight. And bless you and your family. For those that may be hitting the road, that he may keep you safe on the road, that you may arrive at your destination safe in the name of Yeshua. And with that being said, let's do our theme song. Shalom, family.
Shalom, brother.
Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. You created the world and the universe, and everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptize, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worthy, a perfect, and his kingdom will reign.
Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Mary.